Welcome back. You are listening to the module called Deploy and Manage Azure Compute Resources, the compute track for the Azure Administrator Certification, the one people refer to as AZ-104. This is episode 4 of 8, and it is titled, High Availability and Scaling, Sets, Zones, and Scale Sets. In the last episode, you learned to secure, encrypt, and administer a single virtual machine. But a single machine, however well managed, is still a single point of failure. Today is about making your compute survive failures and grow with demand. And keep this framing in mind all episode. Availability keeps you up, scaling keeps you fast, and in Azure both are built from the same ingredient. More than one VM. Before choosing any mechanism, name the threat. Azure's availability features address three distinct failure classes, each with a bigger blast radius than the last. Threat 1. Planned maintenance. Microsoft patches the host operating system and reboots hardware in waves. One host at a time. Azure's answer is update domains. Threat 2. Unplanned hardware failure. A rack loses power, or a top-of-rack network switch dies. The scope is one rack. Azure's answer is fault domains. Threat 3. A data center or zone outage. A cooling failure, a fire, a flood. The scope is a whole facility. Azure's answer is availability zones. And beyond that, a region-wide disaster needs multi-region design, which is beyond this episode. The pattern to internalize, each mechanism protects a larger blast radius, and each larger blast radius requires your machines to be spread physically further apart. If both your machines share a rack, no software setting saves you when that rack loses power. Let us zoom into the first two, fault domains and update domains, which live inside something called an availability set. An availability set is a logical grouping that you assign machines to at creation time. And note that constraint, you cannot add an existing VM to a set later. Inside the set, Azure spreads your machines across two independent grids. A fault domain is a set of hardware sharing a common power source and network switch. Think of it as a rack. If the rack fails, every machine in that fault domain goes down together. Availability sets support up to three fault domains. An update domain is a group of machines that Azure may reboot together during planned maintenance. Azure walks through the update domains one at a time, waiting for each to recover before touching the next. Availability sets support up to 20 update domains. Every machine in the set gets both a fault domain number and an update domain number, assigned round robin, like dealing cards. Here is the memory hook. F is for fire, U is for upgrade. Fault domains protect against things that burn or break, unplanned hardware trouble. Update domains protect against things Microsoft upgrades on purpose, planned reboot waves. Fire, you cannot schedule. Upgrades, you can. And the counts rhyme with their scope. Hardware racks are scarce, 3 fault domains, patch waves are cheap, 20 update domains. Let us test it. You place 6 machines in a set with 3 fault domains and 5 update domains. During planned maintenance, what is the maximum number of machines rebooting at once? Round robin across 5 update domains puts 6 machines at 1 per domain, except one domain which gets 2. So at most, 2 machines reboot together. And if a rack failure takes out 1 fault domain, 6 machines across 3 fault domains is 2 per domain, so you lose at most 2, and 4 keep running. The lesson? The more machines you add, the smaller each domain's share of your fleet, and the gentler any single event becomes. Now the crucial comparison. Availability sets versus availability zones versus a single machine. An availability set spreads machines across racks, but all those racks live in the same data center. Availability zones go one level up. Each zone is one or more physically separate data centers within a region, with independent power, cooling, and networking. Deploy machines into different zones, and even a full data center outage leaves the survivors running. And here is the ladder of financially backed service level agreements. Memorize these three rungs. A single VM, 99.9%, and only on the condition that every attached disk is premium SSD or Ultra. That is roughly 8.7 hours of potential downtime per year. An availability set with two or more machines, 99.95%. And two or more machines spread across two or more availability zones, 99.99%, the highest. Two nuances. First, that single VM agreement is conditional. One standard HDD disk anywhere, and it is void. Second, Sets and zones are mutually exclusive for a given machine. AVM is either in a set, spread across racks in one facility, or pinned to a zone, a specific facility. Zones are the stronger guarantee and the modern default where the region supports them. Sets remain the answer where zones are unavailable, or when the application is so latency sensitive that cross-zone round trips hurt. Quick scenario. A customer in West Europe needs 99.99% for their web tier of two machines, and their database vendor only supports a single instance. For the web tier, a set is not enough, it tops out at 99.95. You need the two web machines in different availability zones. For the database, a single instance can never reach a multi-VM agreement. The best you can do is premium SSD disks for the 99.9% single VM agreement. And be honest with the arithmetic. The composite application sits at the mercy of its weakest tier. Multiply the two numbers and the app as a whole is just under 99.9%. Next ingredient, VM scale sets. Sets and zones give you availability. Scale sets add elasticity. A group of machines that Azure can create, delete, and spread automatically. Instead of hand-placing machines into domains, you declare, run between 2 and 10 instances of this, and the platform handles placement, replacement, and optionally, the scaling decisions. A scale set runs in one of two orchestration modes, chosen at creation. Flexible mode, which is the recommended default, can mix VM sizes and even include hand-added standard machines. It acts like a super availability set, spread across fault domains and zones, and every instance is a full standard VM, so all the operations you know from episodes 2 and 3 still work. Uniform mode stamps identical instances from one model. It remains the classic choice for very large, strictly identical stateless fleets. Both modes go up to about 1,000 instances, but uniform has a limit of 100 instances per placement group. For the exam, the keywords are mixed sizes or full VM management, flexible. Very large identical clone fleets, uniform. When you create a scale set from the command line, one flag deserves attention, the zones flag, listing zones 1, 2, and 3. That single flag buys you zone level spreading, applied automatically to every instance the set ever creates. Now autoscale, which turns a scale set from a group you resize by hand into a group that resizes itself. An autoscale setting has three anchor numbers. The minimum, your floor, never go below it, typically at least 2, because it is your availability baseline. The maximum, your ceiling, which caps cost even under attack or bug-induced load. And the default, the count used when metrics are unavailable. On top of the anchors come rules, in two flavors, metric-based rules, react to load. For example, if average CPU is above 70% over 10 minutes, add two instances. And here is the critical discipline. Always pair every scale-out rule with a scale-in rule and leave a wide dead band between the thresholds, out at 70, in at 30. If the thresholds are too close, say out at 60 and in at 55, you get flapping. The set adds an instance, the average drops, the set removes it, the average rises, and it oscillates forever. The dead band, plus a cooldown period after each action, prevents that. The second flavor is schedule-based rules, which act on known patterns. Weekdays, 8 to 18, minimum 4 instances. If you can predict the load, scheduling beats reacting, because the instances are already warm when the users arrive. Start the schedule 15 minutes before the spike, not during it. And remember the asymmetry, scale out aggressively, scale in cautiously. Adding an unneeded instance costs cents, removing a needed one costs customers. One more autoscale detail, scale in behavior, because scaling in deletes running machines. The default policy first rebalances across zones and fault domains, then removes the instance with the highest instance ID, which in practice is the newest. You can change that policy to newest or oldest explicitly, and you can flag individual instances with scale in protection, so autoscale never deletes them. The deeper lesson, scale sets assume stateless instances. Anything worth keeping belongs on external storage, not on a machine that autoscale may delete in 10 minutes. Let us zoom out with the vocabulary that ties this to episode 3. Everything we just did is horizontal scaling, scale out and scale in, adding and removing instances. Its sibling is vertical scaling, scale up and scale down, changing a machine's size. The trade-offs are crisp. Vertical scaling requires a reboot, tops out at the biggest VM size money can buy, and does nothing for availability, you still have one machine. But it works for any application, including stateful legacy ones. Horizontal scaling is disruption-free for existing instances, is nearly limitless and doubles as your availability strategy. More instances, more domains. But it needs a stateless, load-balanced design. When an architect says design for scale-out, they are really saying, make the app stateless enough that instances are disposable. And one loose end. 5 web machines spread across 3 zones are useless if clients only know one machine's IP address. Scale-out designs always sit behind a load balancing layer, an Azure load balancer for TCP and UDP traffic at layer 4, or an application gateway for HTTP-aware routing at layer 7. They health probe each instance and stop sending traffic to failed or rebooting ones, and scale sets integrate natively with both. The rule of thumb, no scale-out without a load balancer in front. So the things to carry with you on your walk are these. Name the threat first. Update domains for planned maintenance, fault domains for rack failure, availability zones for data center loss. Availability sets give you up to 3 fault domains and 20 update domains, all in one data center, at 99.95% with 2 or more machines. Zones are separate data centers, 99.99% with 2 or more machines across 2 or more zones. A single machine earns 99.9 only with premium disks everywhere. Scale sets add elasticity, flexible orchestration by default. Autoscale needs minimum, maximum, and default, plus paired rules with a dead band, 70 out, 30 in, to avoid flapping. Horizontal scaling is the cloud-native default, and no scale out without a load balancer. Next time, in episode 5, Infrastructure as Code, ARM Templates and Bicep, we face an uncomfortable question. If you built today's architecture by clicking through the portal, could you rebuild it identically tomorrow, in another region, under pressure? We will turn everything you have deployed so far into declarative, versioned, reviewable code. I will see you on your next walk.